This is the Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Lou Saab Kia, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you as always on location under the Oaks on the campus of Frederica Academy, where we are every Wednesday night at 7:30. Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Frederica Pharmacy, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Got a fun-filled night here.
What's that?
So we've had a real big night here already.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know it's a little bit more crowded than usual, so.
Yeah, an open mic night.
So. Oh, okay, all right.
All kinds of stuff going on.
See, if I'd known about that, I would have done some of my dramatic interpretive dance.
Oh, that would have been great. They would have enjoyed it, probably.
He's still here.
They probably would have enjoyed that a lot more than they did the second half of this past Friday night's game. We'll get right back down to business.
Why you always got to bring up old stuff?
I know. Well, it's the structure of the show. The first segment is about what has happened. The second is what is happening. The third is what's going to happen.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway. All right. So, Stratford Academy, we made the trip up to Macon, Bibb County, heart of Georgia. Looked good in the first half. Went into the locker room 13-6, and then I guess the wheels kind of fell off, sort of felt they were wobbly. It wound up with a 22-13 defeat to Stratford Academy, and it just looked, what did look good in the first half did not look quite as good in the second, I think.
Well, yeah, I just thought, you know, we went in 13-6, and one of the things I said, hey, we should have been up 21-0. I was probably a little more nervous about it than everybody else, feeling pretty good about it, but the thing that I was noticing in the first half, their defensive line jogged off the field when they were done, and our defensive line just went and played offensive line. So, and our offensive line was going off the field when they were done. So I knew that was going to play a part, but it's not an excuse. I felt like in the second half, we didn't come off the ball nearly as well on the defensive front, and we didn't squeeze. We didn't do a few things we needed to do that was imperative for us. They ran power. They just got in too tight end and ran power and just hit us in the face, and we let them hit us in the face, and that's unusual. It's uncharacteristic for us. So, you know, it's one of those things we got to decide, the will to win, and we talked about it. You know, do you have the will to win? Do you want to win? And that's what it boiled down to. And they came out there and they were determined they were going to win. And you know, I felt like probably the game, we talk about moments, and I talk about moments with the kids. The moment the game really changed is when we scored and they called the holding penalty, and we didn't. We never was able to seize any momentum at that point. You know, it would have been 20-14 or 21-14. We were going to go for two, or 19-14. But either way, we were going to have the lead, and momentum would have flipped a little bit. And I think that was a huge thing. We get called for a holding penalty, and we never recovered from that, but through an interception in the end zone, and then we just could not overcome it. So at that point, you know, we struggled a little bit. We gave them the return out to the 50-yard line, and then we were on our heels. But, you know, in our defense, we then took the ball when we were down and drove right back down and had one bounce off our chest in the end zone again. You know, if we score there and it makes it end up being 28-20, and then we can kick an onside kick, and we got a chance to go back down the field with a minute, because we had saved, you know, a minute, and I think it was about a minute and 19, what Coach said on the headset, we get it in right here, and we still had two timeouts. So, you know, that was huge turning points, two turnovers in the red zone.
This is the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And the thing I hated the worst about that second interception was that Jalen Baldwin was just absolutely on fire on that drive.
Yeah, he had a good night, you know, and we talked about all week getting 15 touches and things like that. And I think he touched the ball well. If he catches that one, it would have been 10 touches and two touchdowns. So, you know, we've talked about it before. We felt like if he gets the ball, you know, one out of six times, one out of five times, he's scoring a touchdown. So as we had talked about, get 15 touches, you know, but at one point he took himself out with his shoulder and, you know, he's not there for like a quarter and a half, two quarters. And then you play him for two quarters, he gets 10 touches and he should have two touchdowns. If he gets 15, it's three touchdowns and we're still rolling along. Those are things I don't think, as you look at it in the game, coaches, we're thinking about it, but the kids don't think of it that way. We think about, you got to get playmakers the ball, and you got to get them in, and they got to touch the ball, because the more they touch it, the better chances they're going to get in the end zone. So that's one of the things that we looked at, we had talked about all week, and we even told him, you know, during the week of practice, we need to get you the ball 15 times, and can you handle it? Yeah. And then, you know, he should have had 10 and two touchdowns. So it's just one of those things, you know, as you get going, he'll understand that more and more. And I think for us, you know, we got to get Jay the ball more, Gibson, and with JC got the ball five or six times Friday night, get him the ball a couple more times, you know. But it's got to get the playmakers the ball, and I think Coach was trying to do that as much as possible, but they got to be on the field to do it.
There are moments where it seems like the quarterback and receiver connection between Stanton and JC has really improved over last season, and then of course there's the one, the exception that proves the rule, and we saw a couple of those Friday night, I think.
Well, yeah, you know, we talked about it on first down. I know it's first down and I don't know, 20 after we got the holding penalty or whatever on that one. Don't try to force something. Don't try to make a play. Just throw it out of bounds. Let's regroup. Let's get another 10 yards on the next play. Get another one, or you know, even right there, if it's still 14-13. We get 10 yards, we kick a field goal, we take the lead, 16-14. That's just one of those things. And I think the more they play, the more they understand, the better we'll get at it. I'm hoping, we say that, and we yell about it in film, and we talk about it, and we go over it, and all those things. And then sometimes they just look at you dumbfounded, like, when'd you say that? You know, and you're like, come on now. You know, those are some of the things that we've got to correct. I talked about it on Monday, and honestly, I don't know if we've corrected any of it all this week. It's been, I'll leave it. It's been like that all week. So we still got some stuff to fix, and we've got one day to do it. And we're going to be in full pads on a Thursday, and we don't do that much, but we're going to be out here laying the wood tomorrow on Thursday in practice, because we're going to get some things fixed.
I think I saw a whole table over there cringing at the sound of that.
Good.
So they'd be ready for it. On the positive side, though, there were some really, really good offensive plays on Monday night or Friday night in the first half, and then also, you know, defense, special teams also were, you know, having a good half in the first half. And it really just does come down to fatigue from working both sides.
It does. It's a fatigue thing, but it's also a mindset thing. We talked about that yesterday when we were running sprints. You know, you're going to be tired. How do you handle it? How do you battle through it? What do you tell yourself mentally? Am I tired? Or do you say, you know what? I got enough to get it done. I got enough to finish.
Do you really need one?
Yeah, you know, and yesterday I think some of the guys actually figured out, one of the guys that was running at one point, I thought he was going to die on us. And then he started controlling his breathing and he finished, and that was Peter. He was just shh. And then all of a sudden he started fixing his breathing, and it was one of those things that became a mindset for him, and he finished. And that's what you got to do, and the whole group's got to do that.
Blinding flash of the obvious.
Yep.
There you go. More to come on the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home, we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams, because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory. Over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lusab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lusabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Seeking the top-rated food truck in Glynn County? 95 Wings is your solution. Offering some of the finest wings, loaded fries, and homemade seafood Alfredo, 95 Wings provides a range of homemade wing sauces, including their signature 95 sauce, garlic buffalo sauce, sweet heat, honey lemon pepper, and sweet teriyaki. To stay informed about our times and locations, text 95 Wings to 21000. Don't be shy. Give us a try. It's 95 Wings, where we sauce them and toss them.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jeff Toke, and this segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Ashley Business Solutions, Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. I made the comment earlier, and I really hope I didn't jinx anything, about how odd it was that we were going into the midway point of the season without any serious injuries. Please tell me that I did not jinx at all, and we're still in that status.
I think so. I mean, okay. Our feelings probably been hurt a little bit. We'll be tomorrow. But
Brian,
other than that, right now, I think injury-wise, we're in pretty good shape. Everybody's pretty healthy, besides the normal bumps and bruises of everyday practice and getting ready for games.
Oh, that's good to hear. I know you said you had a flu that ran through last week or week before last.
It'll pick one or two people every week here right now between stomach virus, sinuses, something, flu, COVID, whatever. It'll pluck somebody once a week, so we'll see. It's not really been too rampant in the group, so knock on wood that we keep everybody healthy.
All right, so you made the comment that going full pads tomorrow because it was not a particularly good first couple of days of practice this week. What made it a not particularly good week of practice?
Sense of urgency. We're 2-2. We ought to have a sense of urgency when we come out of the locker room, and yet we're still walking around, and you know, and we're not staying focused a lot, and we're not doing technique stuff, you know, things that should be corrected that we went over and we talked about in film and tried to correct in practice. We're still making some of those mistakes, and so we got to get it cleaned up before we play on Friday. We've only got one day to clean it up, you know, and so we're going to get it figured out. You know, somebody's got to grab the bull by the horns. And if I have to drive the bus, they're not going to like it, me driving the bus. So, you know, I've said that before to our seniors before. If the seniors drive the bus, it's a lot better that the seniors and juniors drive the bus than it is if Coach Derrick drives the bus. It's kind of like Freddy Krueger on Nightmare on Elm Street back in the day when he was driving the bus. It's not good. Okay, so we got to have some guys step up and, you know, lead, guide, and direct this bunch and push them instead of me, Coach Irrigan, Coach Gibson, these coaches all having to yell and scream and carry on. It's a matter of pride and taking it personal and getting out there and playing and being physical and dominating people. And we got the ability. The problem is, and Coach Irrigan said it best earlier, they've shown us they can do it. It's just, will they go out there and do it? At times, we go out there and just dominate people. Like, it's just – and it don't matter what quarter it is. We just decide we're going to dominate people, we do it. And then there's times we're like, hey, you know what? Let's take these next three off, you know, but you can't have that mindset. You got to dominate every single play, and that's what the kids have to start figuring out. And how do you do it? You have to do it in practice every day. You have to be dominant in practice every day, and it's got to be a mindset. It's got to be a championship mindset every day in practice.
You're listening to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So basically what you're telling me is you're still looking for this class's Sam Norris.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, or Hayes Carter or any of those guys, you know, like last year, Hayes and Tucker and those guys grabbed a few of them up and said, listen, this is how it's going to be. We're going to get it done. And, you know, you got to have that group of guys. You got to have somebody that's going to be like, shouldn't be me yelling at everybody about intensity and getting the job done, you know. I played on teams that we're 1-9, and the next year we went to the state championship. And somebody's got to go. The thing is, you're not going to be everybody's friend. And I tell people that all the time. I'm not everybody's friend. I leave here and go straight to the house. I'm not going out and talking to people, sitting around, being everybody's buddy. I do a job. And my job is to lead, guide, and direct these kids, not only in football, but be a role model and do all those things. So there's a lot of things that tempt you outside of that. Do your job and be really good at what you do. And that's what I tell the kids all the time. Be really good at what you do. When you're doing it, be really good at it. And it's like my wife last night. She walks by and she said, I thought you said Brookwood wasn't any good. I said, they're not. She goes, well, why are you still watching film at 12 o'clock at night? I said, because. Because you don't know, they may come out and play their best football game Friday night against us, and we have to be prepared for their best, and I have to be prepared for their best. You know, they've been struggling. They're 1-4. They got a new coaching staff. They're trying to learn the system. It may click. Everything may click tomorrow night against us, so we have to be prepared for it. But they've not played great up to this point, but they could at any time, and so we have to be prepared for their best game no matter what, and that's my job, whether it's up at midnight and break down film every night, or, you know, take it, you know, you could take it and be like, ah, they're not that good. But, hey, they could be great on Friday night. We have to be ready for it.
Two of the biggest injuries we had, one from last season, one during this season, it seems like they've done a pretty good job of bouncing back from Stanton Beverly missing the week with the concussion. And then Jordan Rollins, I think the two of them on Friday night were a couple of their injury recovery were a couple of the more brighter spots from Friday night. How important is it for them, those two especially, to continue to play with that kind of grit?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is I think Stanton's back. He's fine. He's, you know, you're going to get hit, and he's done a good job. He's recovered. He's back in it. And Jordan, same way. Jordan's just got to be assertive, you know, and go play. You know, he's hurt his knee. Well, you got to go play. You can't play that you're in fear that you're going to hurt it, or you will hurt it. Go play. At 100%, go play and get it done. And so as soon as he can get over that mental block of just playing full speed, wide open, and doing that, I think he'll be really, really good. He's getting there more and more every week, but we're going into game six. So we're at that point now that it ought to be one of those things. He just goes into plays. He's fine. It's a mindset, you know. I've played through a lot of injuries in my day. You just got it. It's going to hurt. And that's just the nature of the beast in football. It doesn't matter. You go out the first week, you get beat up, and you're never 100%. From game one to the end of the season, you're never fully 100%. You're going to have bumps and bruises and everything else. You got to go play. And it's come down to what we've talked about all week, the will to win. The will to win. What's your will to win? You know, my senior year, could have hung it up. They told me I couldn't play. Broke 5 ribs, punctured a lung, game 4. I came back 2 weeks later. Was it advised? No. But I refused to watch my teammates lose. I refused to do that. I was going to go back out and play with my guys. We've been together. We stuck it out through thick and thin. We worked out every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. We'd done all these things. I'd put a lot into that. And I told the doctor, I said, listen, just sign off on it. I'm going to play. And he's like, well, you know, as long as you sign off and say, the parents say it's okay, then we'll clear you. You can go play and do what you can. And I went and played, and we went all the way to the state championship. We didn't win it, but we got there. And I wouldn't say that it was because I came back, but they had to have somebody that was going to be that, I guess, as I'd like to say, I was that butthole on the team that was going to push, lead, grab, pull, and poke, and stay on everybody. And it's been kind of my nature since then. So, as you can see, 27 years later coaching, I'm that ball. So, I just come out here and work and push far and try to get the kids to do what we need them to do.
Somehow, I don't think that's going to make it onto a social media graphic, but who knows. We'll be right back to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earthmine Diamonds or Labmine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial. 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart. Taking the time to listen and care.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak, and this segment is brought to you by Frederica Pharmacy, 95 Wings, and by Marshland Credit Union. So coming up this Friday night, Brookwood comes to town. Glad I made the comment before. I'm glad that they are coming here from Thomasville as opposed to us going to Thomasville.
Yes.
Different look than Brookwood of the past, and like you mentioned, they had a coaching change, and they've gone 1-4, and the four has not been close and not pretty.
Well, you know, Coach Jones has came in, taking over, and I mean they're rebuilding. They're in a rebuilding phase right now. They're told that their offense is totally different than what they did last year. They were spread ever since Coach Boggs has been there, they were spread. So ever since I've known them. They threw it all over the place, and then now they're in and they're running split back, or not split back veer, but I veer. They're inside veer. They got midline, inside veer, outside veer. So they're running the triple option. So totally different scheme than running the spread game, trying to learn it and do those things. So their kids they're battling, and like I said, this could be when it clicks. So we have to be prepared for it, and they've struggled with it a little bit because it takes a lot to get the triple option down really, really good. I can say that from experience. That's what we ran in high school. So you have to practice it just religiously to be really good at it. And so they're getting there. They're getting better and better. And, you know, we have to be prepared for their best game, and we will. They're going to come out in a four-man front, even front against us on Friday night. And it's either a 4-4 or 4-3. They're going to mix it up some, and they bring a backer every now and then. And we just have to be ready to go play. We got to go execute. We can't turn the ball over. We got to do all the little things correctly.
I'm sitting here racking my brain trying to remember. I know that you don't see a lot of under center, don't see a lot of I formation like we did this past Friday night. Do we see a lot of triple action in the GIAA?
Bullock will come out and run double wing, triple option, and they're really good at it too. They're well versed in it. So, you know, this is what I told the kids today. This is getting us kind of prepared to be able to deal with our responsibilities when we play Bullock too at the same time. We need to go into this and take care of business and play it really well. And, you know, I just felt like we got to get it fine-tuned defensively and offensively. It's been a little lax, you know. So for us, we've got to go in and expect their best. Don't expect them to come in and play bad. Expect them to always come in and play their best game against you, and you have to prepare for that. So, like I said, we're going to work those kinks out tomorrow on practice, and we're going to get it fixed, and I think that we'll be ready to go on Friday night. You know, we may be here a while tomorrow, but we're going to get it fixed.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, the fact that you are the day before the game working out kinks still, does that mean that we haven't quite started with the whole adding new wrinkles to the offense? Because this is usually about the time of the season where Coach Bo starts getting creative.
Yeah, well, there's wrinkles been added. Wrinkles have been added as the weeks went in. We just got to get it fine-tuned. So for us, it's, you know, get prepared and execute it really well. So hopefully that's what will happen. We've had a few, when you're doing these things and you run some of them, you're not going to get the right handoff. Somebody's never really done it. You know, you got some guys that have never done some of these things. So you just got to get those things ironed out. And I felt like, you know, the wrinkles that we put in, they're really, really good wrinkles. So, you know, hopefully we don't have to come out and use all of them Friday night. You know, we can sneak one in maybe, but, you know, not all of them. I don't want to use the whole repertoire as we get ready to go play in the region. So I'd like for us to keep working on those things. And, you know, really what we need to do is focus on us and blocking and tackling and doing all the really good, do the things that you have to do to be really good, you know, at the end of the season. So that's one of the biggest things that we're going to continue to work on, fundamentals.
Really good wrinkles. I think you just alienated the entire female listenership of the show with that single phrase.
Sorry.
No worries.
They put wrinkles on my forehead every day I go to practice. So, you know, we're there. We're going to get them.
All right. So let me ask questions. So next week is the bye week. Is this team going to – I know Friday night's going to have a lot to do with how they're feeling going into the bye week. But you make your own schedule usually. Obviously, you know, it's trying to piece it all together and get things working with the other teams. But do you prefer having that bye week a little bit past midway point? Or if perfect world, where do you like having that week off in the season?
If it were a perfect world, it'd be the bye week we got before Bullock. But we're going to have a bye week now. Bullock's got a bye week for us. So that's how it felt when we drew numbers. They were able to get the bye week before us. So we got to get ready. You know, we got to go play. We got Brookwood, you know, and then we get the bye week, and then we got Robert Toombs, and then we're going right in. And then we got a short week for Bullock. We play them on a Thursday. So, you know, 8 weeks going to be a short week. We got to get ready for it.
So we'll have to pack in some extra hate in that short week.
Yeah, we'll probably practice on a Sunday. So in a little bit, come in, watch film, and get it broke down since it's a short week. But, you know, we'll do a few things in the off week. You know, we'll come in on Monday. It'll be more of a watch film and condition type day. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll be practicing. And, you know, the next week we'll game plan for RTCA. But we really got to get our fundamentals and stuff down again, get things set up, get prepared. We'll look at two different fronts defensively that week. And then we will also be preparing for two different offenses at the same time during the open week.
Don't really have a lot of time to get started on anything of deep consequence, so I'll just ask this. How's your fantasy team doing so far?
I don't even have one. I don't have time to play fantasy.
Well, you did it last year.
Yeah, and I won zero games. And I would have to call my daughter to see. Half the time she'd be like, Dad, you're playing people that aren't even – they're on the injured list. So I didn't even do a fantasy team this year. So, and my college team got beat last week, so you don't have to bring it up.
You know, I have been the good friend and not mentioned that game that I'm probably not going to forget for generations to come.
Anyway, it was an instant classic.
It really was.
I woke up and it was 21-7, and I was like, holy cow, I fell asleep for 6 minutes, and Tennessee's already and Georgia scored 28 points. I had to go back and watch it on YouTube, rewind it, and then I flipped back on, and it was 21-14. I'm like, they've already scored again. So I was like, goodness. Trying to catch up the whole time. So what a good game, you know, but at the same time, it's at the college football, it's a different dynamic right now. And the high school kids, they work really, really hard. And that's one of those things when you start to look at it, how can we get high school kids back into the recruiting scope of it? Because the NIL stuff has changed the whole scope and the landscape of what goes on between high school and college.
Yeah, that it is. It's a changing game, but you know what? I still cannot think of anything better to do on a Friday night or a Saturday afternoon.
That's right. So, yep.
All right, so the Frederick Academy Knights at home under the Oaks going up against Brookwood. Kickoff is going to be 7:30. And, of course, next Wednesday night, another episode of the Coach Brandon Derrick Show. Thank you for joining us on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak signing off after Coach Derrick knocks it out of the park with those last two words.
Go Knights.